from the book The Pleasures of the Damned by, well, it's a collection. I don't know if I say the collection's by... I mean, it is. It's by him. But whoever put it together, the collection, I don't know. But these are all poems by him, and that's the title of it, The Pleasure of the Damned. And I have it bookmarked. Small talk. When you listen to this poem, just think how everything he says is true. Because it is. It's harsh, but it's true. For the most, I think so. I'll just read it. Don't listen to me. I'll just read it. Okay. Small talk, Charles Bukowski. All right. While we are gently celebrating tonight, and while the... I messed it up. I'm going to restart. Small talk, Charles Bukowski. All right. While we are gently celebrating tonight, and while these crazy classical music leaps at me from across from my small radio, I light a fresh cigar and realize I am very much alive, and it is very much... I messed it up again. I think it's telling me I shouldn't read this poem. I'm gonna read a different poem. The Smoking Car by Charles Bukowski. They stop out front here. It looks as if the car is on fire. The smoke blazes blue from the hood and the exhaust, and the motor sounds like cannon shots. The car humps wildly. One guy gets out. Jesus, he says, and takes a long drink from a canvas water bag and gives the car an eerie look. The other guy gets out and looks at the car. Jesus, he says, and takes a swig from a pint of whiskey and passes the ball to his friend. They both stand and look at the car, one holding the whiskey, the other the water bag. They are not dressed in conventional hippie garb, but in natural old clothes, faded, dirty, and torn. A butterfly goes past my window, and they get back in the car, and it bucks off a low, like a radio bronk. They are both laughing, and one has the bottle tilted. The butterfly is gone, and outside... there's a globe of smoke 40 feet in circumference. First human beings I've seen in Los Angeles in 15 years. They don't have the song I want. And my computer's been dead for 2 weeks because I've been too stubborn to go out and buy a new charger. I lost it 2 weeks ago. I mean, come on, take action. So now I gotta think on the spot. Call in. Please call in, by the way. And if you have a song that you think should be played after a piece of work, I would love to play it. Because what do I know? Honestly, that would be a lot of fun. What makes me think of that? Well, I guess I should talk about it while I think. I don't think there's much to be said. Oh, I got a caller. Oh, God. Oh, God. Asking you shall receive, but first I gotta figure out how to do the buttons. Okay, slide this up, press set talk. I just got a caller. First caller to Reed's Reading Room. Thank you to No Name, if you're still listening. I'm gonna go look for a Mahler record. That was what was suggested. Composer. That's too loud. You probably can't hear a thing I'm saying. But yeah, I'll be back. 5 minutes. You want me to change it? I want to add whipped cream and other delights. But I don't think Rivendell has it. And I am woefully unprepared. So that's all I have. Rivendell. Though I'd be shocked. I'm sure so many people have wanted to use whipped cream and other delights. But it's not coming up. Here's a song. I've never heard of it. But I'm gonna need a longer song after. I'm sorry about the dead air, if there was dead air out there. Still learning here. Sinner Man. That's a good song, and it's like 10 minutes long. I could put on some like live Grateful Dead. Okay. There, put that there. I'm gonna start up this song. It's not what I was thinking of, but it'll have to do.
Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run to? All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me, Lord, all on that day. But the rock cried out, I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I ain't gonna hide you down. All on that day, I said, rock, what's the matter with you, rock? Don't you see I need you, rock? Lord, 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 all on that day. So I ran to the river. It was bleeding around to the sea. It was bleeding around to the sea. It was bleeding all on that day. So I ran to the river. It was boiling around to the sea. It was boiling around to the sea. It was boiling all on that day. So I ran to the Lord. Please help me, Lord. Don't you see me praying? Don't you see me down here praying? But the Lord said, go to the devil. The Lord said, go to the devil. He said, go to the devil. All on that day, so I ran to the devil. He was waiting around to the devil.
This land, and the farmers, and the lumbermen, and the men who work the mills, and the poor, hardworking miners, who died, hardworking miners, who died inside the hills. While the rivers that flow are the blood of our land, are the blood of our land. And the trucks, they keep rumbling on the great concrete bed. And the railroads keep pushing to be all they once were. And nature is calling, no one's listening to her. And the immigrants by the boatload in a dozen different tongues sang of freedom. In the new land, climb the ladder rung by rung. Some to Boston, some to Pittsburgh, Philadelphia and St. Paul. And the old ways led to new days. They were welcome one and all. While the rivers that flow are the blood of our land, and the trucks they keep rumbling on the great concrete bed. And the railroads keep pushing to be all they once were. And nature is calling, no one's listening to her. With the railroads and the river boats and the bread lines far behind, and the days we sang together long gone but still in mind. And the men who came before us, men who brought us to today, and the story still unravels from the dreams of yesterday. while the rivers that flow are the blood of our land. And the trucks, they keep rumbling on the great concrete band. And the railroads keep pushing to be all they once were. And nature is calling, no one's listening to her. And nature is calling, no one's listening to her.
I'm back. I'm back, everybody. Oh no. Can you hear me? How about now? Yeah. I'm gonna keep it playing in the background. Or is that disrespectful to Jim Croce? Let me know what you think. But it's not playing, so looks like it's disrespectful. And the gods are looking out for me tonight. And I'm gonna stop Sinner Man. Great song. Does not need to be in the background either. Background music is reserved for things I don't know well enough to respect well enough to not play them in the background. So I'm going to play Beethoven. Probably one of the greatest musicians ever to live, who's now rolling in his grave. Play me in the background? Background music to some random college radio station at 1 in the morning? I don't know what accent I'm doing, but I don't know where he's from. Who's Camper Van Beethoven? This is the problem with Riverdale, that I wish it just knew what I meant when I type in Beethoven and show me just Beethoven. Not, oh wait, I was about to say not Widlig Van Beethoven, but that might be him. That looks like classical music. I know my grandfather loved classical music. No, it was the opera. I would love to have him on here. Talk about opera. I don't know anything about opera. He took interest very seriously from what I remember, which I appreciate. How many marathons did he run? If Stu, you're listening, call in. I can even put you on air if you feel like it. And how many marathons did Pops run? I think he also hiked all the 4,000 foot mountains. I'm going to turn that off. In the White Mountains, all the 4,000 footers, which is legit. There's a lot of them. And he was older. In his 60s, I think. But that's something that I'm going to put on Beethoven. DJ mix off. RD main turn up. Oh, look how pretentious I am. Talk while some violins or some are playing in the background. But, yeah, go all in. That's what I took away. Go all in and you'll really do something. Don't half-ass it. Do it so much that other people think you're crazy. Because to not do it would hurt more in ways that people don't understand. This is the best place I've ever been. While listening to the last song, that was Jim Croce. Oh, Jim Croce. It's a deep track, I'm proud to say. It's from the album, The Faces I've Been. And it was released, and it has a lot of songs before Jim got really famous, which, tragically, was so close to his death that he was just getting the grips of his stardom, and his stories were reaching millions of people, and he put out two major albums, and a hit single and another top one on the top three and countless songs on the top 10. And finally, decades of dedication, life of dedication to music and spreading joy, entertainment, telling human stories, all that work, that unseen work, was finally reaching the ears and the minds of millions of people, changing their lives, and he was tragically taken from this world way too soon, at the age of 30, on a plane crash with four other band members. What albums have we missed of Jim Croce? What stories were not told that died with him? Countless. He could be like a Bob Dylan with 30 albums. And I would listen to every single one. And this is why records are so great, because I thought I'd listen to all the Jim Croce songs there are to listen to on Spotify. I've listened to every album countless times. I can tell you the words. I can sing along to almost three quarters of them. And I get in here and I see there's a wall full of folk song vinyl. More than I've ever seen in my life. I could spend a lifetime listening to all this folk music. And I look, and obviously, for Jim Croce first, and there's this album that I've never seen. Full of songs I've never heard. That I get to listen to for the first time. And isn't that just the best, that you're always chasing that dragon of listening to a great song for the first time. It's like losing your virginity over and over again, but way more pleasant. Not as awkward and regretful. On a less personal note, that song was from 19... When he was in Villanova with the Spires, a college group, and he toured around the world, singing songs in English that people could still feel when they couldn't speak English, because it's not about the words, but how you say it, and if you feel it. I give up. I give up. It's not worth it. It is, but I want to get to the next passage. Here I have On the Road, Roman Candles Burning. That's why I've written down. And it works. I know exactly what passage that is. This is from the library copy, and people wrote in the library copy, and it's annoying because whoever read this book and annotated it is just looking at the wrong passages. I don't know if it was a school project, but all they would highlight and star were like passages about, they would highlight a whole passage and then write sex in the margins as if that was something to write down. Like, obviously the passage was about sex and it's not that important. It's not one of the passages where Jack Kerouac speaks philosophy. I mean, really, it's a philosophy book. It's about a way of living, which is what philosophy is. It's a way of life, the beat way of life. And instead they focused on, just random, like, clear, they didn't read it right, and they're gonna go out into the world and tell somebody that On the Road is a book about sex and drugs. That's what I'm really mad about. And somebody's going to walk away from that conversation and tell somebody when it comes up again, no, I've never read the book, but one person that I know said it was shit. Go, no, I'm on radio. It was bad. I'm not going to read it, and you shouldn't either. And then there's a whole group of people who never read the book and think it's something in their minds that it's not. Tragic. And I'm not going to write in the book, because it's messed up to write in library books. That's a communal space. And to write in it is just total slap in the face of one of the few places left on planet Earth where you can walk in and they're not trying to sell you some crap. One of the few places left. Reality is going further and further from reality and just towards created worlds and cell phones. The algorithm creating a universe that confirms all your beliefs so you will stay on in this happy... I'm going to go on a tangent. Where's the passage? It's like one of the first. Here I go. They rush down the street together, digging everything in the early way that they had, which later becomes so much sadder in perspective and blank. But then when they danced down the streets like dingle doodlies, and I shambled after them as I've been doing all my life after people who interest me, because the only people for me are the mad ones, the ones who are mad to live, mad to talk, mad to be saved, delirious of everything at the same time, the ones who never yawn or say anything commonplace, but burn, burn, burn like fabulous Roman candles, exploding like spiders across the stars. In the middle, you see the blue center light pop and everything goes, oh, what do they call such young people in Geoff's Germany? Wanting dearly to learn how to write like Carla. The first thing you know, Dean was attacking him with great amorous soul, such as only a con man can have. Now, Carla, let me speak. Here's what I'm trying to say. I didn't see them for about 2 weeks, during which the time they cemented their friendship to fiendish all day, all night talk proportions. Jack Kerouac, On the Road. Again, I have a song written here I'm not crazy about. How can you match that in song? I don't know. If you're listening in, call in. What song should I play? Reminds you of that? Just boom, listen to the neuron that fires. Because there's something connecting them. That's why I just randomly think of things. You gotta listen to that, because that's subconscious neuron firing, connecting to things that maybe analytically you can't explain right off the bat, but you gotta listen to that because that means something. It popped in your head for a reason. It's not totally random. It's neurology. It's biology. It's chemistry. It's physics. So, if you just think of something, don't question why. Or if you have a good reason, like my last caller did. He suggested I play Mahler after I read Bukowski, because Bukowski liked Mahler. And I thought, good idea. And thank you for listening. Thank you for appreciating Bukowski and sharing some knowledge with me and the world. So now I gotta listen to Mahler. I'm afraid I'm not gonna like it. I know what I should play. I just pray they have it. Going up the country. Going up the country. Going Up the Country by Canned Heat is what I'm thinking of. Up the country. Type. Search. Yeah, sir, they got it. Alright, sweet. Place it there. Now can I... Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Yeah. Sweet, okay. I'm gonna start playing it now. Thank you. And I'm back. I think that song went well with On the Road. They're both about going on the road, but that wasn't really what I was looking for. I'll do better next time. Next up, I want to talk about Chris. This is on my plan. Chris was a coworker of mine. And he passed away not 3 months ago, but the year before, if I'm remembering correctly. All the years blend together. And he started not coming to work, you know, on his shift, which was unusual because he was a very prompt. Always on work at exactly 10 o'clock, and you could always count on him. And nobody knew where he was. Or people, I don't know if management knew and wasn't relaying, but no, that's not correct, because Chris, my boss Chris, said he hadn't heard from anything from him. So another week go by, and after work, Bernardo says, everybody, let's meet on the upstairs porch by the the picnic table. And I looked at my friend James, and I knew that we both knew that this was about Chris and it wasn't good. And we both didn't want to think what we were both thinking, but we knew we were both thinking the same thing that we didn't want to think that we knew was true. And we get on the porch, and he says, Chris is dead. He's dead. He died. I don't remember what else he said. He was such a kind soul and a gentle, gentle man inside and out, you know, real friendly. My work shoes were wet. My backup work shoes were wet. It was a rainy summer, and I didn't know about the putting your feet in plastic bags trick at the time, so I thought, oh, wet shoes, can't wear them. So I said, all right, well, I guess I'll buy my basketball shoes. Unfortunately, they were white Kobe's, man. White Kobe's. To the kitchen? Are you crazy? I didn't want to do that, but, you know, you gotta wear shoes. And I was not aware of the bag, the shoe, the sock, and anyway. And I remember Chris said, nice basketball shoes, man. I like your shoes. And we didn't talk much. We were co-workers. I didn't know much about him, really, but I was so touched by that because I knew that he really did like my shoes. There's so many people I meet that say things because they think they'll like you for it, or because it'll make you happy, and or because they think it's what they're supposed to say for so many reasons other than saying what they really mean. And maybe I'm thinking about this too hard, but it really did touch me because I knew, thanks, Chris. Now I know Chris likes my, it's just simple. And he had his own pair of, it was the first time I looked at his shoes. I was, oh yeah, you got J's on your feet, dog. Right on. Didn't know that about you. We got something in common. I wonder if he could hoop. I didn't know. I don't know. At least appreciated basketball. But point of all this was that we all miss you, Chris. And if I got the all the knobs here, dials tuned up, this song should reach you up there. If they have it. They must. It's the Rolling Stones. Red Hot Chili Peppers. L. Rolling Stones. I'll just type in Rolling Stones. There's a lot of Rolling Stones songs. And that's making this difficult. The album's called Tattoo You. That's on that album? Wait, do it by album. Okay. Tattoo You. There we go. Play a couple songs. And before he died, Kevin asked him what albums he liked, and his favorite was Tattoo You by the Rolling Stones. Add that. And okay.
last time I saw Richard was Detroit in 68, and he told me all romantics meet the same fate someday. Cynical and drunk and boring someone in some dark cafe. You laugh, he said. You think you're immune. Go look at your eyes, they're full of moon. You like roses and kisses and pretty men to tell you all those pretty lies, pretty lies. When you're gonna realize they're only pretty lies, only pretty lies, just pretty lies. You put a quarter in the Wurlitzer, and he pushed three buttons, and the thing began to whir. And a barmaid came by in fishnet stockings and a bow tie, and she said, drink up now, it's getting on time to close. Richard, you haven't really changed, I said. It's just that now you're romanticizing some pain that's in your head. You got tombs in your eyes, but the songs you punched are dreaming. Listen, they sing love so sweet, love so sweet. When you're gonna get yourself back on